Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the second parak of Maseches Challah. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. On a Torah level, the obligation to separate Challah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah, however, here in Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, is going to discuss the halacha of grain that was grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, but was made into bread in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Peros chutz la'aretz shenichnasu la'aretz. If you have a grain that was grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, that was brought into Eretz Yisrael and was made into dough over there. Says the Mishnah, chayavim bechalah. The obligation of challah applies to it. At the end of the day, the requirement to separate challah depends on whether the dough was in Eretz Yisrael at the time when the challah obligation takes effect. When does the obligation of challah take effect? When it is made into dough. And since the grain here was in Eretz Yisrael at the time when it was made into dough, it is therefore obligated in challah. Now we're going to discuss the halacha of grain that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, but was then made into dough and made into bread outside Eretz Yisrael. It says the Mishnah, Yatsu Mikan Lasham. If the grain went out from here, meaning left Eretz Yisrael, and it went to Chutz La'aretz, it left Eretz Yisrael, and it was then made into dough outside of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer obligates it in Challah on a Midah Araisa level. According to Rabbi Eliezer, grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael is obligated in Challah, even if it was not in Eretz Yisrael at the time when the actual challah obligation takes effect, meaning when it was made into dough. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva exempts a person who takes his dough and the grain, and he brings it from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. According to him, if it didn't become dough in Eretz Yisrael, then the obligation of challah doesn't exist. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we hold like Rabbi Akiva in this regard, and we assume that the place where the grain actually grows is not a factor in creating the challah obligation. It's all about where it became dough. If it became dough in Eretz Yisrael, then it's obligated in challah. If it became dough in Chutz La'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael, then it's not obligated in challah again on a Midah Araisa level, on a Torah level. We previously just learned that when it comes to grain that is grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, they become obligated in challah once it is brought into Eretz Yisrael and made into dough there. We're going to discuss a similar type of a case of something that was brought into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Afar chutz la'aretz sheba b'sfina la'aretz. If soil from outside of Eretz Yisrael came on a boat into Eretz Yisrael, says the Mishnah, Chayiv b'maisros uveshvias. The produce that grows in that soil, in the boat, is now obligated in both Meiser and Shemitah. The reason for that is because the produce receives nourishment from the ground under the water. And if it's receiving nourishment from the ground under the water, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, then the soil is going to be obligated in Meiser and in Shvius again, in the halach of Shemitah, every seventh year, allowing your soil to rest. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's going to limit this halacha to a specific situation. Amasai, when does this ruling apply? Bizman shehasfina goshashes, only when the bottom of the boat is touching the ground beneath the water. In such a situation, says Rabbi Yehuda, the produce in the boat is clearly drawing nourishment from the ground. However, if the bottom of the boat is not touching the ground, the produce does not draw nourishment from the ground, in such a situation, it would not be considered to be growing in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it is exempt, it is not obligated from the laws of Meiser and Shemitah. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude by discussing the case of challah, in which it was the dough was made with the fruit juice. It says the Mishnah, Isa sheni losha b'mei peros, dough that was kneaded with fruit juice, whether it was apple juice or orange juice or any type of fruit juice, chayeves b'challah, it is obligated in challah, because fruit juice can bond the separate pieces of flour together to form dough. The whole point of this, of the liquid, is to allow the separate pieces of flour to come together and make dough, and certainly fruit juices have the ability to do that. Therefore, they would be obligated in challah, just like any other type of situation. However, v'ne'achelas bi'adayim misoavos, and the chal that is taken from this dough may be eaten with unclean hands. Normally, you can't do so. You have to wash your hands before touching such dough, because that's the halacha. However, in this situation, the dough made with fruit juice cannot become tummy. The whole reason why you have to wash your hands before touching it is because you can't make a tummy. But here, the Mishnah Maseches Machshirin goes through the seven liquids that have the ability to make something tame, and fruit juice is not on the list. The seven liquids are dew and water and wine and olive oil and blood and milk and bees honey and so on. Those are the seven liquids that can allow something to become tame. Fruit juice not on there, and therefore, because you made the dough with fruit juice, you don't have to wash your hands, because again, it's not an item that has the potential to become tame. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph discussed bringing produce, bringing this grain that was going outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and we said that it would be obligated in challah because it became dough in Eretz Yisrael, and it's all about when it became dough. That's when the obligation of challah begins. The opposite case was discussed where it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. That was a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, but ultimately hold like Rabbi Akiva that again, that it's all about when it becomes dough. And if it becomes dough outside of Eretz Yisrael, then it is not obligated in the halacha of challah. Then we continued in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, where we discussed soil, dirt that was brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael on a boat in Eretz Yisrael. And we said that it's obligated in Meiser and Shviz. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah wanted to say that that's only true, though, when the boat is actually on the, it's really touching the ground beneath the water, because then the soil on the boat isn't getting clear nourishment from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, in which it's going to be obligated in Shemitah, and it's going to be obligated in Meiser. Then the Mishnah concluded by discussing dough that is made with fruit juices. We said such dough would be obligated in challah, because at the end of the day, the flour is bonding together to form dough because of that fruit juice. However, you would not have to wash your hands before consuming it, before touching such dough, because fruit juice doesn't have the potential to make something tame, and therefore, even if your hands are tame, you are not going to be able to make the dough tame in that case. Have a great day.